I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. At a much-anticipated controversial hearing today, Vermont Gas Systems and pipeline opponents made their arguments to the Public Service Board. Both sides made at times heated and seemingly arcane legal arguments, but the central issue is whether the state can grant eminent domain to the gas company and allow the pipeline to pass through a wetland in Hinesburg. The roughly 2,000-foot stretch of pipeline is the final link that needs construction before approval of the 41-mile pipeline. VPR's Kathleen Masterson and Taylor Dobbs filed this report.
Before it began, more than 25 pipeline protesters had already gathered outside the nondescript outbuilding that served as the venue for the Public Service Board hearing.
Jane Palmer of Moncton was one of the protesters. She's been fighting the Vermont gas pipeline since around 2013, including a part of it that was supposed to run through her farm. She says this hearing is critical.
This is the last piece of the puzzle. Vermont Gas has managed to squeeze every other landowner out of their way by putting pressure on in more ways than one.
Palmer says the hearing is critical because it centers on whether the Public Service Board can use eminent domain to allow the pipeline to run through Geprags Park in Hinesburg.
The Geprags Park piece is a public piece, and it's not just one person, and I think it's significant because a community has kind of gathered to resist.
The hearing was ostensibly open to the public, this after an order by a federal judge overturned the Public Service Board's move to close it to limit disruptions. Yet only a few members of the public could fit in the tiny room, and they were outnumbered by the media. For most of the morning, opposing lawyer James Dumont cross-examined Vermont Gas representatives, suggesting they did not properly analyze other pipeline routes around the park. Dumont walked the board through pages and pages of prior testimony aimed at setting up his major argument.
The Supreme Court of Vermont and the Supreme Court of other states have said that once land is dedicated to public use, a utility cannot use eminent domain to take rights away from that park or from the public.
Dumont represents 9 Hinesburg citizens opposed to the pipeline running through the park.
In response to our argument, Vermont Gas asked the board to kick us out of the case. The town has settled, so they're not going to make that argument. If Vermont Gas had succeeded, there would be nobody left to defend the park.
Vermont Gas representatives responded by pointing out that according to an agreement it reached with the town of Hinesburg last week, the company will drill under the park using a practice called horizontal directional drilling, or HDD. Unlike digging open trenches to bury the pipeline, they argue that drilling at 30 to 50 feet below ground would not disrupt the wetlands or enjoyment of the park.
Eileen Similardes is a Vermont Gas vice president. She testified that underground drilling would not require the company clear-cut a corridor through the park.
We can be very specific here. There is not a 20-foot corridor with the HDD.
Vermont Gas reps stated this underground drilling method could cost $1 to $2 million, significantly more than the open trench method. There was much heated back and forth between the parties over how much disruption there'd be for construction and for future maintenance and repairs in the park. Toward the end of the roughly 6-hour meeting, Vermont Gas asked the board to make its decision in a speedy manner.
They say there's a risk the pipeline won't be finished this year if the board doesn't give a decision by mid-September. Attorneys for Vermont Gas and company representatives declined to comment for this story. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Kathleen Masterson.